you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You know where that comes from? Pardon? Pulp Fiction, yes. Samuel L. Jackson. Also, from the Bible. John 8:32. If you were following alone in your pew versions of the game, it was the verse just before we started. You shall know the truth. Or actually, not quite the verse, ten chapters before. But the word truth, it's in the Bible quite a lot. Depending on your translation, it's either 130 or 300 times or somewhere in between there. That's way more than preach. That's about a dozen times. Way less than love, which is over 500 times, and about the same as money. So truth and money, about the same in terms of at least mentions in the Bible. So you think that that means that truth is more important than preaching? Less important than love? And about as important as money? Maybe, but it's hard to do that. If those of you who are on Facebook, who uses Facebook? A few of you. There's a thing. There's always a thing going around. This one was a picture of all the words that you use on Facebook with, you know, the ones you use more often highlighted. Did anybody who used Facebook try that? And do you remember your words? Yeah. Do you want to say one? Happy. That's Chicago. Well, that's awesome. But they give a little snapshot of maybe what you think about an awful lot. And the Bible thinks about love an awful lot and does think about truth quite a lot. I don't know if I can make the leap to say that one is more important than the other, but the Bible does make significant mention of it. But there's a bigger question that Pilate asked. And he actually asked it right after this morning's reading. Jesus said, "Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." And Pilate said, do you remember? It's the age-old question that we have been struggling with really since before that, but still. What's Pilate's question? You don't know? He said, "What is truth?" That's Pilate's question. So can we ask the same? What is truth? Allow me to make a not obscure 1990s movie reference that some of you will know and some of you will not. You want answers? I think I'm entitled to them. You want answers? I want the truth. You can't handle the... Yeah. Who said it? Yes, Jack Nicholson. Name the movie. There was, see, some of you knew it, and how many didn't know it all, had never heard of that movie? It's pretty embedded in our culture, those lines from that movie. Or how about one that's maybe not as embedded, but for some it is? The truth is out there. TV show, movie? Anyone? See, it's, yep. Not Star Trek. We're getting close. X-Files, yeah, who said that? Raise your hand if you, yes, gold star for the X-Files fan back there. Yeah, the truth is out there. Can truth really exist? Is there absolute truth? Still that question, what is truth? Here's a quote that's often attributed to George Orwell, writer of 1984. I don't know that he said this, and there's no real verification of it, but somebody said this. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. So here's another question. In addition to what is truth, do we live in a time of universal deceit? Lies and half-truths in the political process. Lies and half-truths in the legal process. Lies and half-truths that are part of resumes. Lies or half-truths that are part of our personal experiences, our personal stories, that is. Lies or half-truths may be a way of life for many of us. And I know that people like to embellish and keep things hidden, right? And I'm not talking about the, of course I like your haircut, that's a beautiful baby kinds of talk. Really, those are just nice things to say. You know, you don't have to You don't have to hold back on those. I mean the kinds of lies that seek to take things away from others. Kind of lies that people rally behind. Kind of lies that people use to destroy other people and cultures. Lies that people use to manipulate others in order to get ahead. The Ten Commandments kind of stuff. When the Ten Commandments says, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor, it's a very literal reading there. The Ten Commandments are sort of, they are a legal document. And while I don't support this, you know, bringing church into the court of law and stuff like that, I want our laws to stand, but these were legal things. And you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor was about standing up in a court of law or in some legal proceedings and saying something false in order to get their money, their property, something that was theirs. And the Ten Commandments says, don't do that. I think we do live in a time of universal deceit. Question is, what do we do about it? Jesus says, everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. So maybe instead of listening to the voices of universal deceit, we can listen to the voice of truth. So if Jesus says, everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice, what does Jesus' voice say? He says this, a new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. Let the one among you who is without sin cast the first stone. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. That's the voice of Jesus. And what did Jesus do? He healed people. He fed a multitude. He turned water into wine, miracle after miracle. And he also lived compassion and kindness, reconciliation and love. Jesus is one who lived truth, authenticity. And I know that the question of truth may be elusive. What is it? But perhaps living it is something that's easier than fully defining it. Like, stop lying to get ahead. It's a good start. Stop making stuff up to make yourself appear more powerful and important. It's a good place to start. Stop pursuing money and power and domination while you're wrapping yourself with a flag or carrying a cross. That's a big thing that everyone could start. And pay attention to what Jesus said. Pay attention to what Jesus did. Be people of love, acceptance, reconciliation, compassion, healing. So here we are in this reign of Christ Sunday. Christ the King. Christ who we serve. Christ who we look up to. Christ who cares for us. So on this reign of Christ Sunday, and from here on out, pay attention to the one who is truth, who is authenticity, who is love, who is wisdom. Let us all follow that voice of truth, the actions of truth, by being truthful, by being authentic, by being loving, by being wise. Amen.